South Dakotans list agriculture as the number one driver of economic development. That's according to a recent survey that polled people nationally and gathered data in three separate states. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports, some people's perceptions of the economy don't jibe directly with information from businesses.
A Wells Fargo and USA Today survey polled South Dakotans to find out which sectors they think contribute to a healthy economy. The top responses, in order, were agriculture, healthcare, education, construction, and retail. Greg Johnson works for the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation. He says businesses posted more retail job openings last year than in any other category in the survey's top five. Johnson says the department's job board included more than 15,000 positions in retail, and not all companies list jobs with the state. Johnson says business leaders are concerned about finding qualified employees, but he says retail is rooted in competition.
I think while they're challenged to have the workforce to do everything they'd like to do in our state and in the Sioux Falls area, that they continue to step out. I know that if they see their stores busy with great percent increases over the prior year, and they see their restaurants with Greg waiting in line to get a seat, that they're going to take a chance, compete not only for customers, but compete for the workforce that they need as well.
Other areas where businesses say they need workers rank lower on the radar. Pam Holman with Augustana University says she'd expect technology to appear higher than eighth on a list of important economic factors.
We continually hear a demand for needing programmers who can write code, think analytically, interpret code, adapt on the fly, and that's not in abundance in the state.
Holman says colleges are working to develop more programs to prepare students for careers in technology. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
This is SDPB Radio News.